Here we are.
Hello? Hello? Is this on?
Yes, we're back. My fat fingers got in the way again. But anyway, so as I was saying, anyway, Flash, Mike Barron's run ended in Millennium, okay? Which Wally West ran to where the Justice League and all the heroes of Earth gathered to save the day, and he passed out because he was hungry. And he wakes up to guess who standing there?
Linda Parks.
No, she wasn't around yet.
Ah.
Better than Pied Piper, Dinah Lance.
Ah.
Yes, the Black Canary will come up. She was in the jumpsuit, but I always liked the jumpsuit Black Canary, so I don't know. A lot of people, oh, she's not in fishnets, I don't care. No, she was in her bodysuit, Olivia Newton-John looking.
There's very few costumes that Black Canary is not good in, so. Yeah.
I like this, the one she was in Justice League International.
I like the Gary Frank version there,
right,
with Chuck Dixon when they first started the Birds of Prey there. So I think how they did it with that particular issue is pretty much my Black Canary there.
We could talk about Black Canary for a while, actually. Who appeared in Flash, first appearance, Flash Comics.
Yeah.
So we'll do, we already have a Deathstroke podcast coming up, a Punisher, which is kind of like Deathstroke, podcast coming up, and it sounds like a Black Canary one's in the future, too.
Sounds like it.
So then Bill Loebs, William Messner Loebs, not to be confused with
The singer,
Lisa Loeb. No, but what's his name? Loeb, Jeb Loeb at DC, at Marvel.
Loeb. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Sorry. But this is Loebs, plural, not singular, Loebs, William Messner Loebs, and Greg LaRocque took over, and they really had some great stories. That's kind of, once again, the door is slowly opening for Mark Waid to create the Speed Force here.
But let's be completely honest, as we're slowly seeing as through the whole run of The Flash there, you're starting to see little things that is actually that we just simply take for granted on the TV show that was never has thought up of previously. So we have to give, you know, the writers are thinking of these things, you know. We don't think about, you know, the fact that, you know, a man is running 500 miles per hour, you know, that the fact that he would eat so much. Not something that was thought about until Mike Barron introduced the concept.
And also, John Byrne, I don't know if this came so much from John Byrne or Mike Barron, but Superman, John Byrne talked about how Superman had like a force field around him when he flew, and that kept people in it safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they, in Flash, you know, yeah, talked about the aura and how people, you know, in it, his aura would be okay. Do you remember that at all?
I know they talk about the, I'm trying to remember who introduced that aura.
Greg LaRocque kind of did, because the Porcupine Man, which I've talked about before to you, something happened, and that's how he became the Porcupine Man for a brief minute or two. But then he died, was that issue 75 or 50?
That probably is going to be 50, because we're at 75 is slowly in the Mark Waid bullpen there.
Because he, because they had, they wanted to kind of amp him up a little, but because the Flash series came on, the first Flash television series, which starred Golden Age Flash, Wesley Shipp, John Wesley Shipp, but, or Flash's dad. They wanted the costume to resemble the same one that was on television. So they kind of did his costume a little differently and da-da-da-da. Great cast of characters, on and on and on, up until they asked Loebs and LaRocque, like, well, Loebs just left the book, and then introduction of writer Mark Waid, who was the an editor at DC Comics. He had his hand in Secret Origin. He really stirred that book at the end, and many other DC titles. I don't know if you knew that or not, but Mark Waid, boy editor, that's what they used to call him. And I think, he did a lot of research for the Legion of Superhero Indexes, and he could tell you probably any Legion of Superheroes comic books up until, I'd say, right before the Baxter series began. Mark Waid could tell you anything about the Legion, which makes a pretty good Flash writer considering the time travel aspects.
Yep, that's true.
But then they said Flash Year One, and my thought was, when I saw that advertised, how old were you then, probably?
Trying to remember here.
Because I was roughly 19 years old.
I might be roughly around there. I'm trying to remember the year when that came out.
Because I'm 44 now, but you're quite a bit younger than me, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 40.
Oh. I just started liking Adon a little less because I look like I'm 44. Adon looks like he's like 25. All right. Anyway. So you were 13.
A lot of alcohol. I bathed in a lot of alcohol. I'm actually well preserved.
Well preserved.
So, yes. So.
So remember that, kids. Drink a lot of alcohol. No.
No.
But I haven't drank in 20 years to help Adon, look a little younger. But
and let's be honest, I'm a lightweight.
He's a lightweight.
I'm a lightweight. So it's best that I don't touch the alcohol.
Right. But so you were 13 then, or 14-ish, probably.
Roughly around there.
Maybe so. 15.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you read The Flash, but I remember seeing next issue, Flash Year One. And I'm like, finally, Barry Allen returns. Not that I wasn't secretly liking Wally West, but there was something inside of me that's like, and there were a lot of guys, my best friend John, who owns the Wild Bookstore in Noblesville, he's like, my Flash will always be Barry Allen, and my Green Lantern will always be Hal Jordan, and blah, blah, the rest of them suck, and blah, 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 blah. But I was kind of like, kind of like Wally West, and he's like, that's because you like the Teen Titans. I'm like, no, it's nice. But then I was like, when I heard that, Flash Year One, that has to be Barry Allen, I was excited. I don't know. Did you know about that?
I didn't get into The Flash until the conclusion of the return of Barry Allen.
Ah, well, but this kind of leads into that. Yeah. And so I read the first issue, and Barry Allen was in it, but he had been The Flash for 2 or 3 years at this time, and he was meeting his nephew-to-be, because he wasn't married to Iris yet, Wally, for the first time. Who coincidentally just bathes in a pool of chemicals and is hit by lightning just like his uncle. It's amazing how this stuff happens.
The Silver Age there. Yeah. It's
Gardner Fox. Yeah. And so he ran around. Did you ever read this story?
I haven't read this story.
It's being published in a trade paperback right now. Mark Waid's Flash. $25. We should be getting it at Hero House. I think there's been a little bit of a delay on it.
But Dale, where is Hero House Comics?
In Fountain Square. In between Game Paradise and literally the Vine Chocolates is Hero House. So between gaming and chocolate, you have comics. 1110 Prospect.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes, don't forget that. Indianapolis.
Remember, get your comic books at
Hero House Comics. And only Hero House Comics. You can get them anywhere, but come to us first. Our selection's awesome. But Wally stole a bunch of police hats and stuff. And at the end of the issue, Barry's like, you shouldn't be doing that, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the story, it's Wally reflecting back and remembering not his Uncle Barry, but his Aunt Iris and how much she meant to him. And how he missed her, and she made him feel special and loved. And I think, I don't know, one of the stories, or maybe the end of this story, it shows Wally going to sleep with a tear running down his cheek. So, and then we go to the next issue, which is a Captain Cold and Icicle story. And they're doing this big battle, and Jay Garrick, comes in, Mark Waid's like, let's get Jay in here. And so you've read that one?
Like I say, I'm at the conclusion of the return of Barry Allen there.
I wasn't sure if you got before that. Okay, so then that ends, and then it's the cover, which I remember the night I bought it. It was in December, so this time of year. It had Jay and Wally on the cover, and they were running. And at the end of the issue, Joan is making hot chocolate for everybody, and it's Christmas, and there's a on the door, and they open it, and guess who's there?
Is it Barry Allen?
It's Barry Allen. Oh my God! How did you know? You're pretty smart. And then it's like, okay, you're gonna have to wait until like almost February. And I'm like, I'm kind of like, oh, I'm shaking. Ty Templeton did the covers.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was Barry Allen for about, like, we were pretty fooled for a while. Wally was even getting kind of jealous. And he, one of my favorite parts is he said to Wally, Wally, you should take those lenses out because they know we're the good guys when they can see our eyes. I'm like, well, that sounds like something Barry Allen would say. And he was just little things like that, and he was really kind of infringing on Wally's character. I mean, Wally's been the Flash for a while now, like 80 plus issues. He's been carrying the book. And at the end, we find out is none other than
the reverse Flash.
Yes. Yes, it's fooled them all, and Wally beat him, of course. And it was a great story. And Linda Park was in it, I think, but it was actually created by Loeb and LaRocque. Loeb's and LaRocque. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not know.
Yeah, not Mark. Mark Waid's the one who really played on her a lot, but that was Wally was quite a playboy in that whole run there. He was dating a lot of women, and she was one of his regulars. I hate to say it that way, but yeah.
I think the Mark Waid run really, really emphasized on two huge points. One, give the fans what they want, not necessarily what they expect. I think that's how he phrased it there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Everybody wanted Barry Allen. Everyone wanted Barry Allen until he threw that curveball in, and then people realized that, hey, I have been reading The Flash 80 issues now. Wally West is The Flash, and it emphasized that, definitely hit that point into that, drill that point that Wally West is The Flash. And two, and I think this is something he has mentioned in previous interviews, Waid wanted to bring a different, and I think you can see it in various of his whatever issues that he writes, that a different take on a particular character. In this case, The Flash, it will emphasize what we have taken for granted, the romantic aspect of the relationship aspect, the romance comics of, you know, Wally West actually being in, you know, in a relationship with one individual.
A monogamous relationship.
And showing, as opposed to the ever so romantic rom-com movies, of course, actually showing the, you know, the ups and downs of a relationship. So definitely not something that has been focused on during that period of time of comics.
Yeah, and also two things. It was a bright comic.
Yep.
And like the gritty, what you were talking about.
Yeah, the grim and gritty.
The grim and gritty. This was a book that was like, oh, I like it. It's like happy. And it's okay for Wally to be happy with Linda.
It really emphasized this point of why everybody is grim and angry and gritting their teeth. This definitely slowly starts that ball rolling in terms of embracing that, hey, this is superheroes. They're supposed to be positive. They're supposed to be you know, all of this.
And fun?
Yes.
And maybe fun. A little fun?
Yeah, gotta have a little fun there. So,
Because Wade can write dark, too. Just look at his Fantastic Four and Incorruptible stuff. So. And back to that Wally over Barry. I forgot Loeb's, and this is one of my favorite comic books ever. It's Wally's fighting Vandal Savage again, which was pretty popular before Wade. And he was in the graveyard, and it comes across Barry Allen's grave. And he just thinks that, oh my God, this is my hero, and I want to do him proud, blah, 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 blah. But that's the first time I thought, I was like, you know, I don't even remember if I like Barry Allen. It's like he was kind of boring. And I think, not in the television series, but I still think he's a little more Wally than he is Barry, honestly, in the television series even. But I was like, yeah, Barry Allen was never a fun character. He's always kind of boring, you know.
I think it's been definitely interviewed by some individuals that, you know, before Wally West, Barry Allen was kind of just he wasn't Batman, he wasn't Superman, he was kind of plain character before we hit to the whether you liked it or not, the return of Barry, what's the Grant Morris series? Morris series that he did a few years back.
I hated it.
Death of Batman, Return of the
Flash. Death of Batman, Return of Barry Allen.
Death of Dark
Side.
Some
kind of crisis, wasn't it?
I might be right. You might be Infinite Crisis there.
Was it? No, Infinite Crisis was done by Jeff Johns.
Oh, okay.
It was the one right after. There were like all these crises, and as far as I'm concerned, Crisis on Infinite Earths was the best crisis, and they were trying to do things, I think, to make money. And that they thought the fans wanted it, but Final Crisis, which maybe that was the Final Crisis until the Rebirth Crisis.
There's some sort of crisis at some point in time.
There will be a crisis that will bring the JSA back. Anyway, Final Crisis, which, I mean, you know, Jeff Johns really wanted to have Barry Allen back. Yay, Raw. But unfortunately, it took Wally West completely out of the picture for a long time.
Yes, it did. So.
Yeah, and my brother, just who's a little younger than you, but if I'd say to my brother, I'm like, who's your Flash? Or who's the Flash? You know, when he was 15 or something, like Wally West, he wouldn't say Barry Allen. If I asked him who the Flash was today, he'd say Wally West.
Yeah.
He might say Barry Allen now because of the television show, but when Justice League came on, the animated series, like, yeah.
Yeah, that was Wally West.
That was Wally West.
So, don't think they really brought Barry Allen into the fold until the return of Barry Allen. Then they start putting him on Young Justice.
Yeah, Young Justice, which is supposed to take off right after Justice League. There's some little bit of continuity glitches, but that's a really good show. We need to talk about that. It's coming. Season 3.
Yep.
Coming soon. So then after the whole Reverse Flash, Return of Barry Allen, is that what that was? No, what was that called, that in the Flash when they did the series? I forget what it was called.
For a while there, it was just series of stories, just him, Mark Waid, making sure that people embrace Wally West, but then slowly starts actually making sure that, I think this is where during this period of time, we start seeing the family of a particular hero starting to be embraced. In this particular case, he created Impulse.
Impulse, yeah.
Bart Allen.
And before that, but I was trying to think of the name of the story we were just talking about, where Professor Zoom, or Reverse Flash.
The Return of the Barry Allen.
That is called Return of Barry Allen, yes. Because there's the Rebirth. Which is a different rebirth. Let's not even talk about it. Anyway, after the return of Barry Allen, he did a two or three stories with Nightwing and Starfire that Wade wanted to cement his Titans history and his friendship with Dick Grayson, which I think is a really important quality in that. Alan Davis did the covers. Yeah. They're beautiful. Alan Davis did the covers for a while until Ringo started doing the covers himself. They were just really nice. And then, like, Mike Ringo's all right. We'll let him do the covers too, I guess. So, okay, so, and then, which leads us into Zero Hour, the creation of Impulse.
Can't go wrong with that. I mean, let's be honest. Like I say, then, of course, reintroduce Iris Allen back into the fold there. Definitely seen where Mark Waid's using his knowledge in terms of the beginning of him using his knowledge of comic book history in terms of seeing actual plot holes of certain deaths. This became a start, then it goes to Captain America with Sharon Carter, that you start seeing that, hey, he is doing, what's the best way for me to describe it?
Continuity repair?
Continuity, and not only that, what Stephen King would call pleasing the constant reader.
Right.
If anybody read Misery, one of the things that Misery, the book brought up is writing a story, and then there is the, you know, continuity. How can you fix a problem based on what was, how it was created? It's, I think that's the, if I continue talking, I'm sure I will mess the explanation up, but it definitely shows that Mark Waid has a good handle on making sure that everything that he honors, everything that before that came beforehand, but is able to move forward and honor and still honor that. And
progress the story to where the fans like it and the writer. I mean, and the writers and artists like it too. And he also, I mean, he took really, and I have their first appearance, Dawn and Dawn, Allen.
The twins.
Yeah, well, one was Impulse's father, yeah, and the other was XS's mother. Dawn and Dawn Allen, which were Legion characters, very obscure. And I remember when I was a little kid, my sister's boyfriend at the time, they wanted to get me out of their hair, so he gave me a bunch of his mother's comics that were all in mint condition. They were all adventure comics featuring Jim Shooter and Kurt Swan artwork. Which is the Mark Waid, will, you know, he himself will tell you what an influence those books had on him. Obviously, Impulse and XS came out of those. But yeah, and I remember, it's like, oh my God, I read that when I was a kid, because Dawn and Dawn came out in Wally West costumes. So, Wally West was, Allen. I'm just trying to remember all of it. But yeah, they were all in the Kid Flash costumes. And then he would tell us that this is Barry Allen's grandson, and he lived in an alternate reality kind of bubble for a long time. And didn't the Speed Force women have burned him up or something at first if he went too fast? Or
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, there was some kind of weird thing going on there. And actually, Mark Waid was writing Mon-El, which was called Valor at the time, a little. I don't know if you remember that. He was writing
very
the end
briefly,
of that.
Yeah.
So he was trying to get all these continuity glitches and to appease the writer, just all lined up again. And after, which leads into Flash 100, which is where you're really your most...
Terminal Velocity there.
Terminal Velocity, which you know a lot about that, I would say, wouldn't you?
Enough to get myself into trouble there. Where,
so get in trouble. Get in trouble here.
In this particular case, came out right after Zero Hour. Another, as they would say, a continuity fix for DC Universe there. Basically, a good starting point of anyone to hit DC comic without having to worry about having, you know, 500 pages of backstories to catch yourself up. But in that time, Zero Hour they try to pull an Infinite of Crisis or Crisis of Infinite Earths and Barry, you know, Wally West disappear, leaving behind his costume. Well, instead, Wally West is now traveling through time, and his particular Zero issue, written by Mark Waid and Ringo, explores how he cements the idea of Wally being a hero. Doesn't necessarily mean Flash, because it was before him meeting Barry, if I remember correctly, that cementing the aspect of being a hero and maintaining the attitude, positive attitude. Anyway, that with him embracing the Speed Force, he isn't so accessible to being absorbed by the Speed Force. So, more of a conduit, per se, if I remember correctly.
And Jesse Quick became a regular cast member at that time, too,
yes,
didn't she? Yeah.
What happened after that is that when Wally West came back from his time travel, he realized that he's going to die here very, very shortly. And he starts playing a 6-issue game of trying to make sure that everybody, that he does not leave Central City, or is it Keystone City?
I think it was Keystone. I'm not sure. It may have been Central. He was in
Central
both.
City,
yeah, I think he lived in Central and Jay lived in Keystone, yeah, is what it was there.
So, but anyway, they start playing that long game of getting Impulse ready to become the Flash. Now remember, during this period of time, everybody was being replaced. You know, Batman was being Bruce Wayne was replaced as Batman by Azrael.
John Claude. John Paul.
Then, of course, Superman being replaced by 4 Supermans. Hal Jordan being replaced by
Kyle Rayner. Who I love.
You can't go wrong with that. And so,
I think this really cemented Wally's place as the Flash.
It's definitely, yes, it did. So it definitely, everybody was wondering, okay, well, Impulse is going to be the new Flash. He was introduced, but instead, while it progressed the story, it definitely introduced the aspect of the Speed Force and what Wally can do.
Now, something about Zero Hour, some other things came out of that. I just want people listening to this to understand. One was they were talking about bringing Barbara Gordon back as Batgirl, but that's never going to happen. Anyway, that never happened, did it?
No.
No, she's paralyzed for life. And this was their only shot, and Denny O'Neil's like, we're bringing her back. And Chuck Dixon's like, I have this idea for Birds of Prey and Oracle. And Denny's like, it better work. And it worked so well that we loved Oracle.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one was there was supposed to be a multiverse after this where there was going to be like the Prime Earth that was after the Crisis, which we all read about. You and I read about growing up, John Byrne, Superman, Frank Miller, Batman, George Perez's Wonder Woman, Mark Waid's Flash, or we could say Mike Barron and Mark Waid, but really Mark Waid. Sorry, Mike. And there was going to be Earth 2, which is where Silver Age stories would take place with Barry Allen, with Hal Jordan, and then Earth whatever with the Justice Society, blah, blah, blah. So anyway. And we're
almost out of time.
Yeah. I think this is a good spot. I mean, we just really wanted to feature the best Wally West stories, which written by Mark Waid, drawn by Mike Ringo. I mean, and next week we will be returning with a Deathstroke podcast. We'll be talking about Deathstroke Rebirth.
By Christopher Priest, of course. The return of Christopher Priest there. So,
yeah.
After being several years away from writing comic books. So,
you'd think he'd write about a goat or something. Oh, anyway. Wrong book. Yes. By an art by Joe Bennett. And
Carlos. And
yeah, I don't know.
I think they're doing a rotating art team. because of it being in a two-week schedule. So
okay, really great book. Adon tricked me into reading it about what, 6 weeks ago now? About 6 weeks ago. I read every issue like I think in a week, and I'm like, wow, this is my favorite comic book now. So next week we will be reading about, or podding about Deathstroke. And for all you old people out there, Deathstroke the Terminator. Maybe we'll talk about that a little. So until next week, please stop in the Hero House Comics, located in the lovely Fountain Square in Indiana.
What's their phone number?
I have no idea right now.
Don't!
Oh, we have Facebook. We are on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter.
Hey, if there's any suggestions for podcasts, by all means, post it on Facebook.
Yeah, post it on, but PM it, and I'll see it right away. So please, yeah, we will do most requests that are decent. There's a guy.
This is rated PG, and let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't like, yeah, to get in that kind of water yet, ever. There's a guy named Cease. He might request some dicey podcasts. Forget it, Cease. Forget it.
Dr. Demento, really?
Yeah. So this is Dale.
And this is Adon.
And we'll see you next week.